You and other friends of yours in the bar business see kids come in and they get in trouble because of alcohol and maybe even the early stages of alcoholism. You must spot some of that going on. Did you see that as a concern down through the years?
You know, it's a great question. I'm going to answer it probably not exactly directly. I'm certainly not a counselor. I certainly don't know all there is to know about that. But I do know one thing. We have required everyone who serves alcohol goes through ACE training, which is Alcohol Compliance Education, ACE. And we require that of everyone that touches alcohol or that serves alcohol, how to spot when someone's had a little too much, techniques for when to cut them off and how to cut them off without creating any more animosity than it will, and it will, when someone's had too much. We've just been as proactive as we can be. We have confiscated literally thousands of false IDs, turned them into the Stillwater Police Department. Once we put liquor by the drink in, it is a felony to serve an underage person liquor or wine, anything stronger than 3-2 beer. We got very, very serious about knowing that we were doing it lawfully and that we weren't putting young people who came to Stillwater, Oklahoma to go to Oklahoma State University in the situation of having a felony on their record. It was as much, frankly, to protect our team members as it was to protect our customers. We tried to be very diligent about not over-serving individuals, encouraging them to have a designated driver, cutting them off. We've actually driven people home before, called cabs. We're very conscientious about it to the extent that we can be. Fortunately, we've never had any kind of claims against us for anything that was inappropriate. Pretty good track record in 37 years of having been in the business, and I'm very, very proud for that. And again, I'm very proud of the diligence of our management team and all of the people that are involved in it. They take it very seriously. We actually had a situation where a training server served some underage kids this year. It was a total fluke. We had ABLE agents in our business. We had two of our hospitality managers verbally engaging the ABLE agents when this went down. This was a trainee following a trainer. The trainer's not supposed to leave the trainee in the presence of the guest, but had left him to do some errand for the table. And at that point in time, two underage kids order a drink. This young person had been trained, took the IDs and looked at them, handed them back, and then served them. So once he gets popped, he confesses that he's dyslexic and that he actually couldn't read the IDs. But we're still going down, you know. So the legal process goes through. We go down to ABLE. We've never had anything like this at Mexico Joe's. This occurred at Mexico Joe's. We went down to plead our case in front of their judge, told them all of the circumstances surrounding it, and mostly showed how hurt we were, how sorry we were, how regretful we were. And I think we really made an impression on them. They reduced the fine as far as they could just because of our track record. But we went down to say, look, we can write the check, but we just want you to know this isn't who we are, this isn't what we stand for. Our general manager and our director of restaurant operations, who's been here for 28 years, and me, all went down there to show how off this was and how this isn't who we are. And I think we made an impression on them. We were given an opportunity for 6 months of, in effect, probation, at which time, if everything was clean, that could actually go away, which we were very appreciative of. We didn't really expect that when we went. I just wanted to make sure that they knew that, hey, we haven't changed our standards any. This was a fluke deal, and there were a lot of extenuating circumstances. And, you know, as much as I hate it, the young man who's dyslexic was terminated. I mean, he did it. If he'd have even told us, might have been different. Obviously, we wouldn't have allowed him to be the one that checked an ID, but we could have made an accommodation for that. We could have said, if you have anybody that needs to be ID'd, have the manager check the IDs for you. Hopefully, that's an example. Right. It's a real example. It's not the most positive example I could give you, but it shows you how we address it when it happens. So we're very conscientious.